Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hope you're having a great weekend. You are plugged into Long Island this morning along the Cox Media Group Long Island Radio Network. I'm Ted Lindner. Thanks for spending some time with us here on your Sunday morning. In the studio with us this morning, Terry Alisi Maselli, who is the president and CEO of the Hop Hog Industrial Association, better known as HIALI, correct? HIA Long Island. And Joe Campolo, who is the chair of the board for the HIA here on Long Island, and also a managing partner in Campolo, Middleton, and McCormick, LLP. Thanks for being here this morning, and I know it's early, but we're going to talk a lot about a big event coming up on May 31st, as well as a good overview of what you guys do with the organization. So thanks for coming in this morning.
Great. Thanks for having us, Chip.
So start from the beginning, as Yogi Berra used to say, and give us a quick overview. What is the HIALI, and how do you guys benefit businesses here on the island?
Yeah, I mean, we've grown into one of the recognized voices for Long Island business and, you know, a real powerful tool for economic development. And we help businesses grow and we help their leaders grow. So we do that several ways. One is certainly we help companies brand. We better educate them on things in terms of talking across the table to CEOs of organizations. We advocate actively, not only for, you'll hear a little bit about the Hop Hog Industrial Park, but for all of Long Island. And we help them really do targeted research. So we're there for them in the beginning stages, the middle stages where they're thriving and or trying to survive, and the ending stages where they're going into acquisition and merger.
Now, how long has HIA been in existence?
It is our 40th anniversary this year.
Wow, so
we're
perfect.
Very excited.
Yeah. Very cool. So 40 years you guys have been here doing what you do. And over those 40 years, I'd imagine you've seen things change. The environment has changed for business owners, for people that, you know, run businesses. What are some of the most common challenges today that people here on Long Island and businesses face?
I mean, interestingly enough, over the last 40 years, I think what hasn't changed is we have a lot of hardworking entrepreneurial people on Long Island. It's the thing that really we see over and over and over again. And they're consistently telling us that they have a hard time finding talent. And once they find that talent, then training that talent and really growing their organizations as a result. So that we hear over and over again.
Right. And you guys are the second largest industrial park in the U.S. What type of companies do you guys represent?
Actually, we're the largest in the United States and the second largest in the nation behind Silicon Valley.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So major economic engine. I'm going to actually turn it over to Joe to talk a little bit about that. But when you look at the representation of the park, the uniqueness of it is we have all different types of companies. You know, a lot of manufacturing companies and advanced manufacturing companies, but also a lot of professional service companies as well. So
right,
he's
cool.
Really spearheading this project for us.
All right, Joe. So jump on in here.
That's great. So, you know, I have the privilege of serving as the chair of the board, and my fellow board members are some of the most prominent business leaders here on Long Island. And what we like to do is find initiatives that make sense. I mean, Long Island's such a fantastic place to live and do business with beaches and wineries. And people like to complain about a lot about Long Island and their high taxes. And those things are true. But it really is an amazing place, an amazing ecosystem for business. We have a robust workforce of about 1.5 million people here on Long Island. And the task we have at the board level is to try and keep businesses relevant so that the workforce stays here. We don't want people to leave Long Island. And so part of our work is we looked at the Hop Hog Industrial Park itself, which is just a small 11-square-mile patch of land here on Long Island. Yet that small patch of land provides 1 in 20 jobs here. So it's a workforce of north of 55,000 people. It produces billions and billions of dollars in revenue, billions of dollars in tax revenue. And so it's incredibly important. You know, Long Islanders, what's the most important thing to Long Islanders? Their homes and their real estate taxes. But if we don't have businesses here to shelter the tax burdens and to grow the economy so that the quality of life can continue to grow, all that's going to happen is our real estate is going to get devalued. So we work really, really hard to protect and advocate for that industrial park so that we can keep the quality of life here on Long Island amazingly strong as it is.
And you guys recently partnered with Stony Brook University on the economic impact study of the park, right?
Yeah, so we started a task force. So, you know, in a past life, I served as president of the board of the Alumni Association at Stony Brook. So I got to know the university really well. And I had been involved with them doing their first economic impact statement, which was probably 11 years ago. And so what we did 2 years ago here was we took a page out of their playbook and we recruited some of their MBA students to come on board as interns and start doing the shovel and pick work to look at the economic impact of the industrial park. When we realized how tremendous it was, and we started then to take a look at, as Terry mentioned, Silicon Valley and its partnership with Stanford University, we realized major industrial parks need major research universities in order to thrive, and major universities need major industrial parks to thrive.
Right.
So we bridged that gap together, and Stony Brook's been an incredibly good partner with us in that. We've also started a new partnership with Suffolk Community College as well in their STEM program. So it's really starting to form a lot of other partnerships that we can work with.
And you guys hope to see this continue to grow, correct? How do you see the park growing over the next, say, 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, it's a snowball. So what happened was we came out with this economic impact statement, and Terry and I were like, holy cow, we can't believe the numbers. And that caught a lot of people's attention, right? Today's world, particularly in the political world, folks are going to focus on things that need to get done. Not nice to haves, but need to haves. And one of the things that came out of this study is this park is a need to have for Long Island and the entire region and the entire state. Just too many jobs, too many great companies that we don't want to lose, too much of an economic impact. And then Terry's done a great job partnering with other key folks as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our collaborative efforts are the best of the best. So, you know, we look at not only, as Joe said, Stony Brook and Suffolk Community College and many of the other fine institutions on Long Island, but also our business partners like the Long Island Builders Institute and Discover Long Island. And because I think what's happening on Long Island and what we see more and more and more is, or what we saw many years ago, is these fiefdoms, right? These organizations that were all working on the same thing and really not talking to each other.
Right.
So we really, really work hard at bringing that all together. And the way we do that, let me go back for a second to the Hop Hog Industrial Park, is Joe mentioned the timing also could not be better because we are going through what's called the sewage expansion project. And, you know, as unsexy as sewers are, they're very well needed, right, for these
right,
downtowns.
Right, absolutely.
And so that's one thing. The other thing is we've partnered with our town of Smithtown and town of Islip officials to look at what are called overlay districts. So now all these buildings in the park can go up much higher. So we anticipate seeing major growth in that industrial park. And that means we need to continue to collaborate with people, again, like Libby and Discover Long Island and other people to really help us with
right.
that.
Plugged into Long Island this morning, talking with the folks from the Hop Hog Industrial Association. Now, you guys do have a big trade show coming up. It's the 30th annual, and that's going to be happening on May 31st. That's a Thursday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Where is that going to be happening this year, and what's it all about? Give us some details.
Yeah, so it's at Suffolk Community College, the Sports and Exhibition Center on Wicks Road. And it could not be more proud of. It's in its, as you said, Ted, 30th year, that it is the place to do business on Long Island all in one day. And for many of our members and Long Island business companies, it's either meeting new people, but it's also reconnecting with people that they haven't seen and making those types of appointments that they need to make. I think equally, if not more important, it's really, really turned into a major area for economic discussion. So other than having seminars on the trade show floor, you know, all our political partners show up and we're talking about projects of regional significance.
So it's a great day to bring people together from the different walks of life in terms of businesses here on the island and getting them all together in one spot. And how what about somebody that's listening this morning, or, you know, how would a business get involved? Can they just contact you guys directly?
Sure, absolutely. They can call us, so 631-543-5355. They certainly can log on to our website, hia-li.org. As of yesterday, we had about 25 booths left, and as of yesterday, we also have about 2,000 people who have pre-registered to walk the trade show floor.
Excellent.
You know, to call it just a trade show is almost a misnomer, right? Here you have, and look, Long Island and Long Island businesses are getting fatigued, I think, with just traditional networking events. This is almost, when you walk in, it's almost like a Disneyland for business. You know, the businesses do an extraordinarily tremendous job in displaying their goods and their services with the booths, which are amazing. But as Terry mentioned, it's really well thought out. I mean, Terry and her staff do a tremendous job thinking this out. There's breakout areas where people can sit down and have a cup of coffee and talk about doing business. You know, there's miles of floor that you can walk to see these businesses. There's all sorts of breakout seminars on any sort of topic that anybody would want. There's a keynote speaker for breakfast. There's a keynote speaker for lunch. All of folks you would never be able to get access to on a normal event. So even to just call it a trade show, you know, kind of, I think, devalues it. It really is just an amazing resource here on Long Island. And, you know, of the 4,500 people we expect to be in attendance, you know, that's probably half of who should be there because it's really that valuable. And look, I drank the Kool-Aid just by attending it. I stayed away from trade shows most of my career, but this is just an amazing experience. And we really encourage people to come down and see what's going on Long Island.
Thursday, May 31st, right? 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Suffolk Community College. Wanted to ask you, so have you seen over the last, you know, we've gone through now an economic upswing again, right, over the last couple of years across the country. Of course, we had the crash in 2008. Are jobs coming back? Are we seeing jobs continue? Are we seeing the job environment grow here on Long Island, or are people still leaving in droves? Are things getting better?
I can tell you what our members say. Number one is absolutely. In fact, if you drive the industrial park, they're all on a mission. They have these wind banners out, and every other building says now hiring, now hiring, now hiring, particularly in the manufacturing field. Their biggest challenge is what we said before, their ability to be able to fill those jobs. So,
right.
You know, I read the other day an estimate of by 2025, 75% of the workforce will be millennials.
Right.
So if these kids continue to leave Long Island in droves, we
right.
have a problem.
Right.
You know, we need to, hence why these apartments are so important and, you know, creating places for them are so very, very important. But there are definitely job openings
right.
on Long Island.
And the key is, I guess, the key, like one of the things I've heard is, you know, from millennials that work here or in other aspects on Long Island is that they get the jobs, but then they still can't. They're working full time and the jobs just don't pay enough to be able to afford to survive here on Long Island. So the jobs are there. Now the wages just seem to be lagging a little bit. At least that's one of the criticisms from millennials. So I guess that would be one of the things that would need to get better.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know we're going to solve all the tax problems, right? I mean, that's not what we're here for. But
right.
I can tell you what I do see, and Joe and I have talked about this before, that millennials in general just get a bad rap. Right. They're creative. You know, they want to be in there. They want to do the right thing. But the thing I do see with some of the people even that we hire is that unlike us, you know, there was a plan. There was I need to take one or two years and then I can be promoted. They want it quickly. Right.
Right?
They're the
right.
Internet age, the technology age. So I think they need to stick it out. I don't know. I don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's part of the initiative that came out of this economic impact statement that we did. So the Suffolk IDA graciously has funded a grant for us to do a feasibility study with the RPA. And what that's focused on is what does this industrial park need to look like in order to keep and retain younger talent, right?
Right.
And the other good thing that really came out of it is we can't do it alone. So business can't do it alone and government can't do it alone. You always need a private-public partnership. And right now on Long Island, thankfully, it's like the stars have aligned for folks that understand the importance of this park and are willing to support it. So Terry mentioned sewers. Sewers are critical for development on Long Island. Most people don't even understand how critical sewers are, right? But certainly in the county executives, a county executive level, Cibolone's been fantastic in supporting us with getting sewers that were much needed in the park. The two towns, Smithtown and Islip, Town Supervisor Ed Wareheim and Angie Carpenter, they've been completely supportive now in terms of trying to get resources there, because like you say, we need to grow these businesses so their wages could rise, mm-hmm. because the cost of living here on Long Island is so important, and we need to make them more millennial friendly. You know, they call it the ping pong effect. Now, a lot of older people roll their eyes when they hear about this, but the younger workforce just has a different attitude and a different approach to work.
Right.
Sometimes they'd rather work from 11 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, and mm-hmm. businesses have to start to accommodate those habits, you know, because capital follows talent and talent follows place. And if we don't revitalize not just the industrial park, but all of Long Island, which we see all across Long Island, the revitalization, we're going to lose our talent. And when we lose our talent, we're going to lose our capital. And that's
right.
a real critical part. So hats off to the electives who finally get it, that they can't go it alone and keep just relying on property taxes here.
Plugged into Long Island this morning, we're talking with the folks from the Hop Hog Industrial Association, Terry Alisi Maselli, who is the president and CEO of HIA Long Island, and also Joe Campolo, who's with Campolo, Middleton, and McCormick. He's a managing partner there. Tell us a little bit for people that may have just tuned in, your background. And Terry, you've said that the organization's been around 40 years. I don't think you've been there for 40 years, right? Or have you?
You know what? I've been a member for 40 years, absolutely,
wow.
with
okay.
Another organization I was with. So yes, I started in the beginning of time with the HILI. And one of the things I realized, because we were so involved and my sales staff was so involved, is the absolute importance of that business connection and the absolute importance of that follow-up. And you know, the HILI, I really feel, and I'm very proud, and I know Joe is too, that we do it better than most, that you know, when someone becomes a member of ours and they identify for us a top 10 or a top 5 list, we are dedicated to getting them at least to become connected to that business and that other organization. Okay. So, you know, the HILI personally really helped me grow my business. I was with Dale Carnegie Training at the time. So, you know, there was a direct connection. My boss at the time said to me, you know, one of the things that you need to do to further your education is to seek out board opportunities. So one of them was the HILI. And again, they were welcoming. They were, you know, just the right place for me. And I think probably the rest is history. We, 15 years ago, one of our original founders came to me and said, you know, we have a great organization. It has a great culture, but we need to grow up. And we need to really put processes in place to look at becoming a business. And they made me an offer I really couldn't refuse. So hence,
the Godfather
it's been 15
clause,
years.
Right? That's what they call it.
And it's been wonderful. It's been we've been able to put processes in place and grow the organization. I think back then we probably were at about, I want to say maybe 250, 300 members, and we've grown to well over 900 members. So.
Wow.
Again, very proud we have our heart in the Long Island business community.
And for people that are listening right now that want to check out more information, website?
HIA-LI.org.
Excellent. And Joe, a little bit of your background?
Sure. So it was about 10 years ago I started this new firm that I have now, and I was looking at organizations where I could spend time, you know, because time is more valuable than dollars, so where am I going to spend my time? And a bunch of people told me that the HIA-LI was the right place to do so. So I got involved probably about 7 years ago. And I'll tell you, it's not easy, right? You got to invest the time, but the resources are incredible. And membership and board membership and now being the chair of the HIA have been some of the most proud things that I've done in my business. You know, it's not just about networking, although HILI does a lot of great networking events like the trade show. They also have committees, HR committee, business development committee, leadership committees, all complimentary for members to attend. Those will help you learn how to run a business. Those will help you learn how to grow a business. And these are 30, 40, 50 people monthly coming together to talk about these important issues. They take on incredible initiatives like energy. You know, there's 17 million square feet of rooftop, flat rooftop in the industrial park. We now have the best and the brightest on Long Island in terms of energy, looking at how do we take that rooftop and convert it into all sorts of alternative efficient energy resources. These are the things. So you're not going to get anything out of it by just coming to an event, shaking hands, and doing everything else. But if you immerse yourself, if you take the time to invest into this organization, it will take the time to invest in you.
Forward thinking, open-mindedness.
Absolutely.
Right.
Proactiveness.
So I'll tell you some of the other projects that we're working on, and absolutely, you know, I agree with Joe. I mean, the people who really roll their sleeves up and get involved, it is a way for them to shine and just show their expertise. So we have a very active manufacturing committee. And what we found out through a lot of research is, although many of us feel that manufacturing might be dead on Long Island because of those Grumman days when we grew up, manufacturing is still the second largest in payroll and the third largest in revenue on Long Island.
Wow.
You know, that dynamic has changed considerably. So if you would take those people many, many years ago that were put out of a business with that Grumman moving and all of that and put them back in the workforce today, they absolutely could not make it because we're talking about more advanced manufacturing. But, you know, our manufacturing initiative are looking at things like, you know, how do we better attach manufacturers to the right type of training with people like Stony Brook and with people like Megatronics at Suffolk Community College? You know, how do we connect them better with people like OSHA because there is major regulation in the manufacturing world? And how can we help them just do business better?
Right.
We have a very active women's initiative through our partnership with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand that really looks at how do we help mentor and how do we help lead women in a way that they do get equal pay one day. I think we're still 82 cents on the dollar. And, you know, that's important. That's an important subject matter for us to take into hand because we represent all of Long Island business.
Right.
So
right.
A lot to get involved with.
Yeah,
a lot
definitely.
To get involved with.
And once again, the website is hia-li.org. And contact information for you if somebody wants to get in contact with you.
Sure. 631-543-5355. We have a very open door policy.
Excellent.
So, give us a call.
The 30th annual trade show is going to be happening at Suffolk Community College. That is Thursday, May 31st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And hopefully you have a lot of people to come down and check it out for sure,
yeah.
Right?
So just a quick thing about that I did want to mention because we're talking about this Hop Hog Industrial Park project and the conference portion of this trade show is that our luncheon this year is dedicated, as I said before, to projects of regional significance. And one of them that Joe will be talking about is this Hop Hog Industrial Park project, because what we see coming out of it is, again, as he said, the possibility, yes, of apartments and the possibility of a lot of more collaborative efforts, but also a consortium for people so they can save some money on their products and services. So you'll hear a lot more about that. You'll hear about the Ronkonkoma Hub. You'll hear about Wyandanche Rising. You'll hear about the Heartland Project. And equally as important, we will have students in the room that will really be creating a dialogue with these panelists because we need to listen to these kids and they need to hear about the opportunities on Long Island. So don't miss the trade show.
Right.
It again, May 31st.
Excellent. That sounds great. I thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us. Joe.
Yeah, appreciate you coming in. Lots of good information and good luck with the continued growth of the organization, and hopefully this is the biggest one yet, and hopefully it goes on for another 40 years, and you come back in 40 years, and we'll do it all over again.
Absolutely.
Now,
thank
anytime,
you.
Anytime you guys want to come in,
great.
Feel
thank
free.
You so much.
Thanks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.